Happy Holidays from Palmac Presents, right here at 761-3330.
Hello, Milky Way Garage, located between heaven and earth.
Hello, this is Rudolph. I wonder if
you... Oh, not again. Rudolph, how many times must I tell you? Don't call us, we'll call you. Goodbye.
Hello, hello, I am Santa Claus.
Hello.
Please call your mechanic while I wait. I'm having lots of trouble with my reindeer 8. The Dasher won't dash, and the Dancer won't dance. The Vixen needs fixing, and the Prancer won't prance. The Donner and Blitzen are worn and weak. The Cupid is stupid, and the Comet won't streak. I need your help, and need it right away.
It looks like Rudolph's chance to save the day.
Who did you say?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names. They never ever let me join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me as they shouted out with glee. Whee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Well, welcome back to another exciting episode of Paul Mac Presents right here for the week of December 18th through the 22nd, 1983. And just a reminder, please participate each Friday and Saturday. This coming Friday and Saturday, leave your comments and movie reviews right here so we can play them back on next week's tape, so we won't be short on material if you don't mind. We might even answer live and talk to you in person. And don't forget, our tapes run each Sunday through Thursday. Thanks for calling.
I just love to eat the bulbs off my Christmas tree. Ever since I was a pup, when I smile, my nose lights up.
All of the other plain deer wish that they could only be
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'll go down in history.
Come Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
And don't forget Rudolph.
You'll go down in history.
Incredible, fantastic, revelatory, and thoroughly humble Bonhoeffer.
Like, get rid of him!
This afternoon, me and my girlfriend saw a movie called Christmas Story, I think it is. And I think it's probably the best movie I've seen all year, along with Risky Business. And, of course, Pieces. Can't forget Pieces. Classic. But A Christmas Story is true Godhead. It is wonderful, and mainly it is completely sadistic towards children, which, I don't know, there should be more movies that are thoroughly sadistic towards small children, because I think it's better that way, and that's why I recommend that all of you out there go see Christmas Story to support this type of thing, because personally, if I had it my way, I would make nothing but movies like this and spread the message throughout the world. So anyone out there that doesn't see Christmas Story, I will come over to your house and defecate on your lawn.
That's gross.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it's about minus 17.53, which means it's great, okay? That's on a scale of 1 to 3 and 3 quarters. If this has confused you, well, you're stupid. Bonhoeffer.
You call that a movie review? I'm sure, get a real job.
I would suggest you reinforce your wall. I'm going to be over in 20 minutes.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I know you're busy listening to music. Can I take like a brief interlude?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, do you mind? I have a couple questions to ask you, Mr. Genius.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, let me just get ready here, okay?
Okay, I've seen this movie, okay? I was in the movie.
Yeah.
I directed the movie with you.
Yeah.
I wrote the movie with you.
You what? You knob, you can't even talk. What kind of an interview is this? Go on. Fire away.
Okay. Claude, the guy you stole from Hamlet?
The guy who is similar to the guy in Hamlet. And whether or not I stole it or Shakespeare stole it, let our lawyers...
Oh, wait a second. Shakespeare stole it from who? You?
He may have. You don't know.
Wait, when was this written?
Listen, our script got all over the place. Anybody could have read it.
Geez, that's true, you know.
He could have horked our idea.
That's what I heard, you know. I heard that, like, when you write a script and it gets down to Hollywood, it goes to all the other agencies. I don't know who Shakespeare's with, but his agent could have read it.
He could have read it and given it to him. Then that knob wrote it in England. And just because he wrote it in England, he'd get credit.
Anyway, okay, this guy Claude, he owns a brewery, right?
That's right.
Because he murdered his father, his brother?
Yeah, his brother.
His brother.
Didn't you see it?
I saw it. His brother turned out to be a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, that clears up a lot of things for me.
Beauty. I thought you had a question there, but you were just basically telling yourself the story again, eh? Oh, good.
Excuse me.
Meanwhile, over at DC Cab.
Cassie!
My cab ain't no motel.
You got this animal magnetism. You attract animals.
Where's my flamethrower?
In the basement!
If you guys would just put half the energy into this company that you do trying to get out of here, we just might make something of ourselves.
DC Cab, with an all-star cast including Mr. T and Irene Cara. DC Cab, from Universal Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hi, this is Rose from Sun Valley, and I just got through seeing A Night in Heaven with Christopher Atkins, and all I have to say is the movie isn't much, but Christopher Atkins is. Thank you.
For all you Clint Eastwood fans out there, he has come out with a new movie called Sudden Impact. I highly recommend it. For any of you that love seeing people blown to shit, go see Sudden Impact. It's the best Dirty Harry Callahan movie yet. Go ahead. Make my day.
And I saw Star 80, and I thought it was pretty good. And Beryl Hemingway looked really beautiful, which I don't think she is. I mean, thought they did a real good job on her. I give it an 8, but you have to keep in mind that nobody knows the real story since both of them died, and it was very fictionalized. And it's only playing at the Westwood Man, the Joe Spencer there, but it's a pretty good movie. And one more thing, you were talking about Michael Jackson's Thriller. I was thinking of Yes's video, Owner of a Lonely Heart. I'd like your opinion on that, because I think it's disgusting, and I don't see how it could help sell the record, because I wouldn't even watch it with the part with the worms eating the guy. Anyway, that's all, and Paul, happy bed travels. Goodbye.
All right, Jerry, I haven't seen that particular video. However, if anyone else has seen that video, just call in and let us know what you thought. And also, why don't we start talking about videos and how you think they're influencing theaters as far as starting to show short subjects before a motion picture. Do you think that going to the movies, you'd like to see more short subjects before a film? Or do you think that you'd rather have just the one feature? Or do you miss the good old time double feature? Or what? What's your opinion on short subjects and videos? And do you think they're taking over the film industry? And do you think it's a fad? Or do you think it's here to stay? Or do you think it's just good darn publicity? Let us know here in the Movie Line every Friday and Saturday at 761-3330.
Movie Line.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Michael, how are you? You're on live.
Oh, God.
Yes, you're on live. How've you been?
Stop tape.
What?
Anyway.
No, so listen, Mike, what's going on, old buddy? We haven't heard from the Galactic Hitchhiker in about 30,000 light years away. How have you been?
Lost in time, but otherwise,
well,
okay.
Have you seen any movies lately, or what?
Believe it or not, I haven't.
I believe it.
That's why I've been leaving comments in the last 30 years.
You mean you haven't seen any movies? No movies at all?
Well,
I can't believe it. What's the last film you actually saw?
Oh, that's how long it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, just flying around in a spaceship for thousands of years, you kind of lose track of time, and you kind of miss a few films, but that's okay, Mike. You know, you're all right.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else to say to our callers out there in movie land?
Not really.
Just pleasant goodbyes, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, well, Mike, I can see you're enjoying yourself, so thanks for calling here on the movie line, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
Alrighty.
She lives.
What do you mean, came back?
She loves.
I'm sorry, honey, I can't.
She's a beauty.
I know you're jealous.
She's a beast.
The kid was cut in half, honey.
She's a killer.
The riot is over.
She's a 58 Fury. She's Christine.
You ain't mad, are you?
Now, Stephen King and John Carpenter, the two great masters of terror, have teamed up to take you for a ride.
I knew a guy had a car like that once. Killed himself in it.
Christine. She's hell on wheels. Directed by John Carpenter. Produced by Richard Kobritz. Screenplay by Bill Phillips. Based upon the novel by Stephen King. Christine. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Okay, Christine, I don't recommend it if you're ready to go see a really scary movie about a possessed car. Okay, it's been done before, gang, and this time I was very disappointed because I thought, well, I'm going to go see a film directed by John Carpenter, who happens to be one of my favorite horror directors right now, and he's going to do something unique with the Stephen King story. Overall, I thought it was dull. The film was very slow. Nothing happened until the first 45 minutes or almost an hour into the film. It just moved along so slow-paced, you lose interest in it very quickly. It has a lot of humor running amongst through that picture, but it still doesn't do anything for me. John Carpenter, in case you didn't know, directed Halloween, The Fog, Escape from New York, and most recently The Thing. And he also did that Elvis Presley biography, which ran on TV, starring Kurt Russell as Elvis Presley. He's a very good director, however, this one just didn't work for me. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'll give it a 6. Which is interesting also, John Carpenter does his own music, which is really, really good, but they use mostly 50s music for this. Very little original musical score in the film, which didn't help a bit. And if anything, it needed more music. He also did the music for his Halloween film. I'm sure you'll remember that. But if you want to go see the film, you can see it in Hollywood at the Hollywood Man Vogue Theater. The number for information is 462-6621, or in North Hollywood at the UA Movies. Number for information is 766-4317, or in Orange at the Syndome. Number for information, 714-634-2553. If anybody out there sees this film, let me know what you thought of it. Call back this Friday or Saturday, and let us know here at 761-3330.
Well, the Christmas movies are out now, and I saw a movie about 3 weeks before it came out, but I forgot to review it. It was really good. I couldn't believe I forgot it. It was called A Man Who Loved Woman. A Man Who Loved Women, excuse me. I saw it about 3 weeks ago in Burbank Studios, and it was fantastic. It was great. It was very funny. Burt Reynolds was great in this movie, and so was Julie Andrews, who was also in Victor Victoria. She was his psychiatrist, and the movie was taken. He was dead in the beginning. I won't tell you very much, but he was dead in the beginning, and the movie is just like a look back at his life, but it's great. It's like a look back at his future past women and all this. It was really good. I would see it 3 or 4 more times. I got it free to the preview, but I'll see it 3 or 4 more times. Great movie. I couldn't believe they gave it an R, though, because there was no R material in there. None at all. Merry Christmas, everybody, at Paul Mac Presents, and that's about it. I'll talk to you next week, Paul. This is David Lai from Sherman Oaks. Thank you. Bye.
Jeff Burdick. I recently saw Under Fire with Nick Nolte, Joanna Cassidy, and Gene Hackman. And like I say, it wasn't a very good movie. It was definitely a travesty about the Nicaraguan situation. For those of you who know anything about Nicaragua, don't watch that movie. Second of all, I'd like to know if anybody recently will see Wagner, the Richard Burton movie about the life of the German composer Richard Wagner. I don't think any of you Paul Mac clowns are going to see that movie, but what the hell. Let me know how it is. Take it easy, bye.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I saw a preview of Mickey's Christmas Carol, and it is such a good movie. I mean, the animation of Donald Duck and Daisy Duck, you know, everybody, Mickey, Minnie, who else there? Uncle Scrooge, Jiminy Cricket, everybody, the animation is great. It's good. I don't care what some of the critics say, oh, it's just blah, blah, blah. No, it's a good movie. I recommend everyone to see it.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood. I just saw Christine, and I think that is one of the worst movies. I mean, how stupid. A car going to life, killing people because it's jealous, and it never breaks down, never gets a flat tire, never needs a tune-up. Can you imagine that? No way. Get serious. Don't you agree?
This is Theodorcus Forcus from the world beyond. Tonight, I bring you a review of a film which I feel will prove to be a cinema masterpiece of all time. I'm referring to Coppola's Rumblefish, an intense motion picture experience. If you see the film and you don't enjoy it, or you don't understand the film, life is meaningless for you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This has been Theodorcus Forcus from the world beyond.
Humbug. This is behind the Iron Curtain in Orange County. Yes, that's right. It's me, 8901, 1257, live in person. Your last tape was pretty good. It's a little short. There wasn't much to it. I guess that's why it was short and it was okay to listen to. I'd like to, if you know of any horror movies that are coming out in this, we have 6 days left till the first, I believe, or some next year, like Dawn of the Dead, you reported that, or any Italian horror movies coming out, I'd sure like to hear about it. You, Paul Mack, if you know of any, let me know, and we can play some soundtrack off some horror movie, except Dawn of the Dead, or if you have that, already get some good imports of movies, I'd like to know. Thanks. Bye.
This is Merrill, the trivia man from North Hollywood. I just thought I would call in and give you a little movie trivia here, see if you could answer a couple of questions. In the movie Topper, what was the name of the couple that got killed in the accident? What were their real names and movie names? What year was it made? Who was the musical director? What did the producer of the movie have in common with a bunch of kids? So, until next week, when I give you the answers to this trivia question, this is Merrill from North Hollywood wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and talk to you later. Bye.
Scarface is exhilarating for its vigor and craftsmanship. Al Pacino creates his freshest character in years, says Richard Corliss, Time magazine. Roger Ebert, Chicago Sun-Times, gives Scarface 4 stars, highest rating. And Vincent Canby, New York Times, says Scarface is stylish and provocative, the most serious film about the American underworld since The Godfather. Al Pacino is Scarface. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Movie line.
Paul.
Yes, Dave, how are you? What's going on, old buddy? What brings you back to such an abnormal line like this one?
What's going on, dude?
Don't tell me. Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Let me guess. You're here for the Dave Burbank laugh contest, right?
I wanted the album so bad.
You decided to do it yourself. Can you do it? Let's hear it. Well,
I'm not gonna do it.
That's fairly close. I don't know. I don't know. Well, Dave, it's a nice shot, but what brings you to the movie line? What brings you to the movie line?
No, I'm not gonna laugh when everybody expects me to laugh.
Right. What are you gonna laugh at?
Because everybody's expecting me to laugh.
Guess who just called up? Michael.
Mike of LA.
And I asked him a whole bunch of questions.
Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now wait a minute.
What?
I want everybody to know that this is our friend now that has gone from Michael of L.A. to Mike the Galactic Hitchhiker, and now, I don't know if he told you, but he's thinking of changing his name.
To what? Oh, God, should I ask?
Now, he told me it's because he wants to keep up with this movie that's coming out.
Right.
Now, in it must be this character, but I don't know.
What's his name? What's his name?
Much about it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Time Lord.
Time Lord. And then he's the Antichrist after that, right? I don't know. Well, that guy's a funny character. And, Dave, I don't know. Should we give you the record or what? Have you seen any movies or are you still broke? You just got a job. Are you going to see any movies?
As soon as I pay off Shell.
All right. Okay. Well, Dave, I don't know. It's been...
I show a $400 debt to Shell.
That's right. Well, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for calling in. I hardly expected you, but it's...
Well, I called in to give a suggestion.
Oh, what's the suggestion?
To remind everybody that nobody won.
Nobody won.
Nobody won.
Okay, there's always next week, okay?
That's true. No, the suggestion is, 15-minute tapes.
15-minute tapes, so we're cutting back to 24.
Oh.
We're cutting back to 24, so we're getting there, buddy. We're getting there, all right?
Okay.
I don't know. Thanks for calling, Dave, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
No problem.
Okay,
there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. Don't forget to comment on some movies next Friday and Saturday right here at 761-3330. A lot of new movies out. DC Cab, Gorky Park, The Keep, The Man Who Loved Women, Mickey's Christmas Carol, Reuben, To Be or Not to Be, Two of a Kind, and Uncommon Valor. Hey, don't forget, there's Headline at 981-8911 in the 213 area code to call for updated information and announced events. Thanks for calling. This tape repeats momentarily.
Gag me with a movie review.
Don't forget, you can write to Paul Mac Presents at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie.
Interest in telephone entertainment due to the contents of this tape, which is far superior to any other line around.
This tape will repeat momentarily.